So this morning we talk about again about belonging and acceptance. Die Afrikaans daarvoor is om te behoort en aanvaar te wees. So ons gaan weer stil staan maar by dieselfde beginsels as wat Tannie Ems hulle by stil gestaan het. Gisteraand het ons kan net sê nie Reinand of Rensa het weggehardloop nie. Hulle twee is getroud en hulle lyk nog gelukkig na ons daar by hulle weg is gisteraand in Saldanha. Maar ek sien vir Andri staan met sy seun David en gisteraand and I see the peaceful face lying in his arms and I see the picture that God wants that for each one of us. Elkeen van ons wil God die Vader se hart hê dat jy daai veiligheid in die lewe moet ervaar. God wants you to see his heart for you to be safe in his arms. You are safe. Can relax. Do not have fear because God is holding you. And that's God's heart for each one of us. The devil, on the other hand, he wants us insecure. He wants us to think we're not accepted, we're not good enough, and we don't belong. And he, from the beginning until now, until Christ returns, that is his main purpose, is to bring division between you and your security in God and your relationship in God. And the question is, I think one other thing that I've learned in the week that we in Pretoria is that many times we hear this and we say, yes, it's true, we want it. I want to be secure in God. I want to know him as the Father. I want to know him as faithful and trustworthy and everything. And many times, and there's nothing wrong with it, we'll respond even in a service, we'll come forward and say, I want that, man. Please pray for me. I want it. And what I've realized at LL is, if you don't know God and the Word of God, nothing in you can agree with the prayer in front of you. Teaching goes with healing. You cannot neglect the Word, neglect the preaching of the Word of God, neglecting cell, neglecting any place where the Word of God can wash you and expect to know God and be healed. It's not possible. We need to know the Word of God, and through what various ways God teaches us through His Word, then we can come into agreement and have faith, like Hermine said this morning. Have faith for it. When we receive ministry, when someone prays for us, we can stand in agreement because who's it that heals us? Who's the one that heals us? Is it the prayer? Is it the person? No, it's only God and His Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, that heals us. We need him to come and heal us. If we can't agree with that word of God and be one with that, that ministry will come and go, maybe a little licht flickering in your life, but after 2 weeks, all back to the same, going on as usual. So ek wil ons regtig encourage, ek wil eintlik nie net vir jou wat hierdie, almal van ons, ek en Kluis, wat hierdie security in God soek en na smag nie, want dit is dit wat rus na jou lewe te bring, nie net vir ons wat daarna soek nie, maar vir ons wat ook ander wil help. God does do many wondrous things through prayer in front of you, or at home, or in the car with your friend, or whatever, but we need to know the Word of God. We need to understand who God is, how the principles of the Spirit works, that we can agree with it and live by it. I want to read that verse from John later where we like to say we will know the truth and the truth shall set us free. Do we know what the verse in front of that says? The previous verse. Wat sê die skrif net voor dit? Die versie. Ons gaan dit net nou lees. Because that scripture is true, but it's in a context. Ach, en ek wil vanoggend vir ons aanmoedig. Miskien moet ek sommer iets daaroor sê. Donderdag of Vrydagoggend gaan ons bietjie deur ons database so vanoggend. Dit kan wees ons database het die mekaar of wat ook al. En ek sien op ons database met die mense met wie ons gemeente in verhouding is. Ek het op die ding, ek kan nie onthou wat ek op die SMS gesê het, maar ek het dit wat op die database uitgekom het gehalveer. Van die hoeveelheid mense wat byvoorbeeld Encounter 3 kan kom doen. By Vrydag het ons een inskrywing gehad. En my vraag kom by my op, we all want the fullness of God, and we want to walk in our own destiny, but somehow we miss it, that we've got a part to play in that. So vir my wil ek wil hierdie sin vir jou vanoggend lees en is dit alles wat jy onthou, want hopelik ergens beweeg dit jou to be obedient to something that God tells you. Sonder innerlike sekuriteit is dit onmoontlik om voluit te leef. Sonder innerlike sekuriteit is dit onmoontlik om voluit te leef in the destiny and the calling that God has for you. It's impossible. John 10:10, and we love that verse, and it says, God has come to, and Jesus has come to give you life abundantly, and we all want that, abundant. But you can't have abundant life if you're insecure, and you do not trust in God, that He's the Father with whom we can be safe. Ons het gesê, die vyand wil die sekuriteit van ons steel, en ek het sommer gedink, ek in my eie lewe, ek het so deur hierdie week, het ek weer deur 'n klomp dinge in my lewe gedink, gebid, met die Here gepraat, met ander mense gepraat, en een van die groot goed, en baie van julle weet het, maar wat in my lewe gebeur het, is ek het hierdie vreselike goeie verhouding met my pa gehad, en om 22 sterf hy, en al die drome wat ek gehad het, saam met hom is gone. And I didn't have the capacity to know what to do with this experience, but that experience left me with a wrong perspective of who God is. And the perspective he left me with is God cannot be trusted if I want him to be and to do what is good for me. Ek het net vir myself gesê, God wat vir my lief is, he won't allow that. He's in control. How can he allow this? How can he allow this to happen? And what happened there is my image of God was just completely deformed. And from that onwards, I was insecure. Insecure. And I had no stability in my life. Ek het met 'n verwagting geleef dat die lewe my in die steek sal laat. Ek het met 'n verwagting geleef dat ek weer seer gemaak sal word. Ek het met 'n inner, wat noem mense te, so half 'n belofte wat jy mos binne in jouself maak, geleef om te sê, my hart sal ek nooit weer so oorgee in 'n verhouding. I don't want to feel this hurt again. I'm not going to do it again. En so begin leef ons buitekant God se wil vir ons, omdat ons verkeerde beeld van hom het, van experiences waardeur ons gaan. En elkeen van julle wat hier sit, het een of ander ervaring in die lewe wat dit na ons te bring. And the enemy comes in there, and he wants to bring a lie about God's character to your life. And the question then is, are you going to believe that lie? Gaan ons die leuen wat die vyand na ons te bring glo of nie? And most of us does. Meeste van ons doen. Ons glo die leuen wat hy bring. Ek het baie goed in my gedagtes omgegaan, en ek noem dit sommer net wat in my gedagtes omgegaan het, want miskien is dit ook wat jy kan dink is. I thought, now God created everything, but then he stood back and he left us up to our own doings. And this world is just too dear mekaar that God can be in control of it. Now he just left it, and what happens, happens. Don't know when he's going to return. At the end, I ended up questioning whether God even exists. En moenie dink God het nie in daai tye met my gepraat nie. God het die regtigste gesprekke met my in my lewe gehad in daai tyd, en ek het van hulle vergeet. Ek vertel op die laaste dag het ons 'n bietjie tyd gehad om te getuig, en een dag het hulle so, dit was wonderlik goed in die sessie gewees. They call it a creativity session. So nou het hulle allerhande goed daar op tafels uit. Nou kan jy nou maar gaan kies waar jy wil sit, and then you've got to start making something. And normally when we get creative, God starts talking. And when I sat in front of that table, there was a ball of clay on the table. And God reminded me of something that I completely forgot in my life. I was still rebellious. I can't remember how old I was, probably 26, 27 something. We had a Bible study there in the farm, Bible study group between the farms. And the guys at that stage didn't know whether they should invite me or not, because if I come, I fight, and if I stay away, they feel sorry for me. So, but they invited me, and that day there was clay there at the Bible study. I can still remember it. And now they said, now okay, take the piece of clay and make something of it, and ask God to tell you something. And I, as I've said, I was an unbeliever, rebellious, probably blasphemous as well. And I sat down with that bit of clay, And I can remember making a little cup with a lid on it. And I wanted to put it down on the table. Everybody was now busy. I remember some farmer said, no, I'm too sick tonight, I'm leaving. And it was just a funny thing for the farmers to do, to make something out of clay and ask God to speak to us. I set it down, and as I set it down, it fell over. The neck between the footing and the cup was too thin. And as it fell over, God said to me, you're too far away from me, you'll never be able to keep upright. Take that lid, put it around the neck of the cup. If you put the lid on your life, you are closed. I can't use you. Take off that lid, man. Open up that I can use you. And put it next to the footing. Come closer to me. That you are strong. That you can be able to stand up. Sure, and I was sitting there at the table, and God reminded me of this. And I was thinking, God said this to me when I was an unbeliever. When I was rebellious against God, God said to me, this is who I want to make you. This is your destiny. This is your calling. And I was sitting there looking back. Can't remember, I don't know how many years now, 15 or 16 years, looking back, realizing that God has done exactly what he said to me that day. Exactly that. He's taken off my lid. He has pulled me closer to him. And he's using me for what he has made me for. And what I realized there is, if God is faithful like that, why don't I trust him for the future? Why not? I was there, and I, one evening, Beryl said to me, Christoph, do you trust God? I said, sure. After my dad's death, I really struggled with that. But once I gave over, because of my dad's character, it was for me easy to trust God. It was easy because I know he's faithful. My dad was faithful. And that's why I want to tell our parents, we're playing such a big role in the way our children sees God. You are the image of God, your marriage, you yourself. That's why God says, follow me that you may be light and salt. We are supposed to represent God, that people will know him. God has revealed him through history in many ways, through people. He has revealed himself through, at the end, through scriptures, and maybe probably in the most significant way, not maybe, in the most significant way through his son Jesus Christ. Het hy homself gewys aan wie hy is, because he wants us to know who he is, that we can trust him. And I said to Beryl, for me, sure, I can really honestly say I trust God. I've given everything over. I'm not worried. I'm not scared of anything. It's probably not true. It's just what you think until it comes, right? But that's really where I find myself. And she looked at me and she said to me, she feels God showing her there's one area in my life that I don't trust him at all. Now, I was many times in counseling, I'm in this situation, you know, you can see, but the person doesn't see. And you want to tell him, but he doesn't see. And I was now on the other side. I was sitting here. I said, Beryl, I really can't see what you're talking about. I can't see it. She says, I want to encourage you, spend time with God. Then he will show you what area it is. And we went through the week, and then God used the body. There was a lady leading worship. They've got a team from all over the Rand coming in every day or over the weekends or whatever, coming and help to minister and to serve. And there was a lady, I think Juliet, and she gave this word. She says she sees someone, Koker, full pailer, and you've got it on your back. And what she sees is God is asking this person to give that koker back to him with all the arrows in it. And the arrows is all say strengths and say talents and say weet jy wat alles nie, weet. And then she said something, and when she said that, I knew she was talking about me. She said, and I will give it back to you at the right time. And I went back out, and we had another meeting with Eric and Beryl, and I said to them, you know, probably one of my biggest frustrations in life is knowing why did I study engineering? Why do I love agriculture that much? Why did I farm for 16 years? And I've got a longing to do something with that. But where I am, I'm not able to do anything with it. And sometimes, I said to them, I don't long to go and farm back in the Bokveld, nothing at all. But sometimes I'm looking around and I'm not busy with where I am. I'm searching for something in my life. And Derek said to me, Christoph, that talents that you have, that giftings that you have, that what you are, ek is so gefrustreerd by tyd, dat voel vir my waar ek goed is, help niks hier waar ek is. Niks van het werk hier nie, dit is hier nodig. Hier moet ek ander goed hee wat ek hier het. Dit is vir my frustreerend, ek hou nie af van om maar te wees nie. And I received that word, and I remember the picture of the clay. And on that last day, I was sitting there with a ball of clay, and God just brought it all together for me, and he said to me, the thing you're not trusting me with is your future. You're not trusting me with your destiny and what I've given to you. Give it into my hands, and trust me, I'll give it to you as you need it, and as you have it, as you will need it along the way. And I just completely opened up my whole area where I didn't trust God. En ek het soveel vrede om te weet vanoggend, al hy goed, I don't know what God has brought it to my life to, for, and what, why I studied it, or why I farmed, I don't know. But I know that I'm here, I've got a focus here, and God has called me for this time here. I've got peace with that. And ek wil vir ons elkeen sê, ergens in ons lewe wil die vyand voorhoed dat jy voluit kan leef. And because I had this area where I didn't trust God and I didn't even know it. So ek wil net, ek in die week praat, ek en Brenda ook met iemand, die persoon sê, ek weet nie of ek 'n blinde kol het, ek sê, wow, wacht, kom ek help jou reg. All of us do have blind spots. Almal van ons het blinde kolle. En my vraag is, do you have close enough relationship where you trust someone to speak into your blind spot? And do we do it? Do we speak into that blind spot? I just want to share a scripture or two because I've gone totally off my notes. John 8 verse 44, you belong to your father the devil and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his negative language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet, because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. And it's Jesus speaking here about the devil. And we've got to know that the devil wants to lie to you. And we've got to know that Jesus wants to tell you the truth. It's a principle that you have to apply in life. Another scripture in John is John 14. I just want to quickly read two verses there. John 14, verse 8 and 9. Wat het ons in die Bybelskool laas jaar vir mekaar gegee, sê, as ons wil weet wie Jesus is, watter boek moet ons lees? If we haven't got the time to read the whole Bible, which is the best book to read? John. Go and read John if you want to know the Father. Because Jesus says in John 14 verse 8 and 9, he says, Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. And Jesus answered, don't you know me? Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Jesus came that we should know the Father. We should know the Father's compassion. We should know the Father's love. We should know the Father's desire to heal the broken. You should know this morning, of vanoggend moet ons weet dat het God se hart is, God die Vader se hart is, om die gebrokenheid wat in jou is, gesond te maak. Dit is hoekom hy vir Jesus gestuur het. That we may know it. That is why his spirit and his body is here to heal us. So that we won't believe the lies the Satan brings to our lives. That is God's desire, that you may know that he wants to restore you. But we struggle with this because many people has in the past hurt us. And I want to read quickly that scripture in John. Is it John 8 verse 31 and 32? If you would just open there. And as I've said, we just love to remind ourselves of the scripture in verse 32. Then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free, because all of us wants to be free of intimidation, brokenness, hurting hearts and hurting emotions. We want to be free of that. All of us want to. The question is, die vraag vir oggend is, how do we do it? En die skrif wat ek net vir oggend by julle wil los daar in Johannes 31, to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So ek wil net weer vir oggend by elkeen van ons dit remind. If we don't know what God's teachings are, if we don't know it, that scripture in verse 32 will really not help us. Because it's that scripture starts with then. Then you will know the truth and you will be set free. We've got to know what the Word of God teaches. We've got to spend time in the Word. We've got to come to Encounter 3, come to the service, read the Word at home. We've got to do it. We can't be healed without it. We can't just have a miracle always to heal us. If we know the Word, we will see the lie from Satan. Does it make sense to you? God's Word is practical. God's guidelines is practical. If we know the Word of God, we will know the lie. If we know the lie, and we know the Word of God, what does Romans 12, 1 and 2 says? Want elkeen van ons word groot met 'n klomp memories en 'n klomp persepsies. Hoe verander ons dit wat in ons gevestig is voordat ek Jesus leer ken het en voordat ek sy woord leer ken het? What do I do with all of that stuff? I study the Word. From that I know God's character. Then I can see the lie of Satan and I start renewing my mind. So guys, this healing that comes in your life en hoe die Here jou wil genees van jou gebrokenheid, van wat die wêreld aan ons gedoen het, is by renewing our mind according to the truth of God and not the lie. Sommige so 'n prentjie, ek kan hom nou nie vir oggend hier op iets teken nie, wat ek net weer aan herinner word, wat ons ergens in 'n kursus gedoen het. In elkeen van ons, in ons verstand, is 'n truth box in 'n lie box. En jy het nodig om die lies wat jy glo te identifiseer en dit te vervang met die truth. We need to replace it. Getting healed is not by being passive. It is by working and allowing God to work in you and working with Him. It's working with Him. Can I have another amen, please? Amen. So, I want us to make sure that we know the Word of God, that we study the Word of God, that we come to church and say, but what does the Word teach? Or how do I do it? And apply that Word. It's applying the Word. Knowing it, applying it, and we are set free and healed by it. I want to close with, I'm not going to read that Romans 12 verse 1 and 2. You guys can go in, but don't allow this will to form your mind. The media. Dit wat die wêreld daar buite sê. Ek moet sê vir my was dit gistermiddag was dit net weer so mooi om op Renshaw en Reinand se troue te sien hoe dat die pad wat hulle kies heeltemal anders lyk as wat die wêreld se is. They are not thinking according to the world. And it just opens the eyes of the elderly. It opens the eyes of the young people around them because they can see this is truth. They know it. They are longing for it. So don't go by what the world says. And I want to close and say again, we want healing sometimes without studying the Word, without renewing the mind, without opening up for ministry, and without prayer. We need those things. Healing is not something that comes through a passive process or a passive oomblik. It comes by partaking of the body of Christ. I just want to say that again, studying the Word, renewing the mind, opening up to someone for ministry and prayer comes with that. I want to say this morning, God is for us and destiny flows from that, from knowing that. Vir elkeen van ons om te weet, God is vir my. And after God spoke to me at that table, I again knew God is for me. I'm not worried about the future. I'm trusting God not to be to live intimidated in this world. Whether it is among the business people, whether it's among my family, my friends, the church, my own gesin. I don't want to live intimidated anymore. I want to live free of intimidation. Because that intimidating thing is pressuring me to be who I'm not. And that's what is happening many times in our lives, is we're trying to be someone else than who God created us. En ek wil elkeen van ons vanoggend aanmoedig, is to know who you are, to accept who you are. Partykeer wil ons ook nie weet wie God ons geroep het om te wees, nie? Sukkel partykeer met dit ook. Maar weet dat God vir jou uniek en spesiaal gemaak het. You are special in God's eyes. He's given you everything that you need to fulfill your destiny. Allow him to do it through you. Allow him to do it through you. God is for us. We must know that. We must feel his love. We must feel secure and safe with God. Not believing the lie and the enemy that the enemy wants to bring to us. I just in this week, God has opened my eyes to his faithful character and for who he is. And I want to say, maybe if you ask me, what helps us for that? It's obviously everything that we have said this morning. But one thing I want to encourage you is to sit down and become quiet before God. Let him speak to you. Let his Holy Spirit work in your heart. Kom ons maak tyd om stil te word voor God. Kom ons sing weer die song van die lied wat sê, God is a good, good father. And while they're coming forward, I want you, and I want each one of us to go and read the scriptures. And we know the scripture, but the question is, does your heart believe it? Glo jou hart hierdie skrif, of glo jy dit nie? Romeine 8 vers 28. And we know that all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purposes. Do you know this morning that God will work everything for the good for you because you love him and he has called you for his purposes? Do we know that? Do we believe that? Do we, anything that comes against us, enige iets wat teen het kom, it's a lie of Satan, because God's word says it to us. And may God help us to believe this and walk in it, because we need the security of the Father to get to our destiny and to live our destiny. Amen.